say it's a privilege.
Yeah.
When people say, you are part of my childhood.
Yeah. I want to talk about Walt. You had such a special relationship. We see it in the book. What's he like?
Well, as I said, you know, my memories, my experience of him is all wonderful. He was very warm. He was very genuine. And he adored what he did. He loved making films. He loved Disneyland. He was a good human being. He was a good man. And so, you know, this is another thing I've realized during the writing of the book, how marvelous, how lucky to have known Walt Disney, because that was at the time when heads of studio, it was his studio. It was his studio.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just put there by a committee. And in fact, the studios then were all run by the people who owned the studios. Mm. And I'll give you a little idea of where he was coming from. I can't remember exactly what the question was that I asked him, but I know that he said to me at one time, I want to show people the best of themselves. I want to show people the best in themselves, is what he said. And how could you not love somebody who says that? That was his driving force. That was what motivated him. He was a force of good in the world. You know, and he didn't exploit, all right, I don't get residuals, but he, you know, he was a good man.
A pretty good life from it, though.
He was a tough businessman, and all right, yeah. I accept that. And he created this legacy. He created magic for generations of children.
Yeah.
Magic and happiness.
Speaking of Parent Trap, I have to ask you a few questions because it's my favorite movie of all time. Did you relate more to Susan or Sharon?
That is interesting because I think there's a bit of both, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, Sharon was a little bit more sedate. Is that the word? You know, she's got a bit more of the English life, English attitudes, English clothes. Mm-hmm. And Susan, you know, was the girl more like me on the farm. So I could really identify with both of them.
Yeah.
I think Susan's life was a bit more fun.
Yeah, I think so. I think I always wanted Susan's life, but Sharon's wardrobe.
yes. Yeah. So, yeah, they were good. They were lovely parts to play. It was lovely. I enjoyed that.
It was such a good movie. Did you have anything to do with the Lindsay Lohan remake when she did it? Did they ask you to help cast it or anything like that?
They asked me to be in it, but it didn't work out. I couldn't do it. I wasn't available. But it was very nice of them to do that. And of course, by the time Lindsay did it, the special effects were much better. They were so sophisticated. Mm-hmm. I think when you look back at the Parent Trap, the original Parent Trap, I think it's still very believable.
It is.
Although it wasn't as sophisticated, I don't think you can see the joins.
I thought for like the first year of watching it that it was two people. And my mom finally told me you were one person and I was shocked. So it still worked.
So how old would you have been when you saw it?
So I'm 35. So I started watching it when I was like 4 years old, probably. And I watched it for years and I would literally rewind and watch it again. Like my parents wanted to throw the VHS tape out the window after a while.
How lovely.
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew every line. It was true.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was it about the movie that attracted you, or, you know, got to you?
I think I really loved that. I loved the scenery, the way it was shot, the way Disney did things was so beautiful. I love Pollyanna too, but Parent Trap really stuck with me for some reason.
Yeah.
I loved you though. I think you are such an epitome of this, like, I want to say American girl, but you're not an American girl. Which is funny, but I think there's something, you know, wholesome about it, but there was also controversy and it brought, you know, I My parents are not divorced, so I can't say that was the reason. But I think it was a line between being, you know, it took a kid movie and made it a little bit more adult by addressing those topics.
Yes.
But I was allowed to watch it, so.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, it was absolutely a kid's movie.
Yeah. And I always wanted to go to camp, too, but I never did.
Oh, that's... They didn't trust...
I wanted to find my twin.
Funny. But, you know, I think that the girls meeting their twin there is a fascinating thought. Finding somebody who looks just like you. Did you want to have a twin? Did that ever occur to you?
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have had a twin. My sister was a twin.
Oh, was she?
My sister was a twin. And her twin never made it. So, it just fell away. So I think that it was handled so very, very well. It was, I felt at the time, the fact that the girls were so instrumental in their parents' lives, looking at what they were doing and the decisions that they'd made and deciding, that's not good, that's not right, I'm going to change it, and finding a way to do it.
Yeah.
And running rings around lots of the adults. And you know, it's an irresistible idea for children. It's still being shown, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually watched Pollyanna on Disney Plus last night, which is so good too. Parent Trap will always have my heart, but Pollyanna is great too. But it makes me sad that you don't get these residuals, you know, because you make these movies.
I know, I'm sad too.
I won't watch it anymore on Disney Plus. I'll break out my old VHS.
I know. Yeah.
Just one more question about that. So Lindsay, did you ever reach out and give her any advice before she played that role?
No.
No.
No. No, no.
That's okay.
I don't know if she'll do that. If she'd called me and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this or that? I'd love to have talked to her, but no. It's a completely different, separate thing.
It is.
And she had her way of doing it. She's a very good actress. And they changed it a bit too, didn't they? They changed the relationship between the parents. But it was strange. When I went to see it and I went with my father, we went to, it was a Royal Command performance for charity. And the Queen was there. Mm-hmm. And it was a very interesting experience for me because it was really like deja vu, kind of like, you know, I felt like Rip Van Winkle coming back. And I enjoyed it. And I thought she was very good, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And afterwards, when it was over, the Queen was coming down the stairs going up the stairs, I should say. She passed us. And my father, she knew my father quite well. And he stood up and said, hello, ma'am. And then I said, how do you do, ma'am? And she said, oh, I did enjoy it so much. I said, thank you. And she said, I was just wondering, where could I get a copy? And I said, oh, well. and I thought, this is a bit cheeky, but she asked. So I said, well, you could probably get it at your local Blockbusters, ma'am. So she said, oh, really? Thank you very much. Well, I'll do that. And she went. On she went.
That's hysterical.
It's great, though. It's great that a good movie, you know, and it's hard to make a good movie. They're not all good.
Yeah.
A good movie is appreciated and survives. Yeah. You know, it's part of a lot of people's childhood. And that is a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful thing for me. It's a gift. I would go so far as to say it's a privilege.
Yeah.
When people say, you are part of my childhood.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't think of anything better. And it's my childhood too.
Yeah.
You know, so
very cool.
we share something.
You spoke a little bit about struggling with eating disorders throughout your career. I never knew from the outside. You know, if I looked at you, I would have thought you're just one of those naturally thin people. But you really struggled with that. I don't mean to laugh at it, but the white wine and hard-boiled egg diet was hysterical. But tell us a little bit about that and why you did want to open up about those struggles.
Well, because as I said, you know, we all face the same difficulties. I wanted to share that. I hope it didn't look as if I was encouraging people to go on the white wine hard-boiled egg diet.
No. I will not try it, I promise.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know who thought that one up. We're all trying to make sense of our childhood, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Our childhood, it's still with us. Mm-hmm. The child is still within us all, however old, however successful we are.
Right.
The child is still there. The experiences that child had is still influencing us. And of course, you know, since I was a child, since then, more people have gone through therapy. Therapy is much more widely used and accepted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not shameful to go to therapy. Most people, I think, you know, back then in the 50s and 60s, just like generations of people before, just had to fumble along, you know, muddle through and try and sort it out and, you know, and deal with the legacy of their childhood. For better or worse, really.
You also talk in the book about how you did half-heartedly try to end it at one point when you crashed your car. Is that something that you wanted to share to help younger stars? I know there's a lot of people in Hollywood right now, like Justin Bieber, who have opened up about having similar experiences in Hollywood. Where when you're so young, it's overwhelming and you lose yourself. So tell me why you wanted to share that moment.
The responsibility that you feel is sometimes very difficult to cope with. Mm-hmm. And when you're young, and particularly when you're going through adolescence, as you know, you're full of doubts and questions about yourself and your fears and your inadequacies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. And if you know, in my case, as I say, that I had this fame image, but this is what everybody has who becomes famous. Mm-hmm. And I think it's quite tricky to deal with, whatever age you are. But if you're very young, and this famous image gets bigger and bigger and bigger, the image and the expectation mm-hmm. grows and grows. Yeah. And the reality is your reality. The reality is you when you shut the door and you're left with your doubts and fears about yourself and not knowing if you're really any good or, mm-hmm. you know, your physical, you know, your appeal, your face, your body, the girls, always, that's such a big issue.
Yeah.
And because it, you know, it was my experience. And I think I didn't want to dwell on my depression.
Yeah, no. You talk about a lot of happy times too.
I didn't want to dwell on it, but, you know, if you get to the point where you think, I'm just going to end it all and just drive, keep going straight and hit whatever I hit, there'd been, you know, years of struggling and trying to cope with it. And finally, when I was doing this film, and I thought I wasn't any good in it, and I thought when they turned the camera on me and they were shooting my close-up, that there was no film in the camera.
I remember you said that.
I was getting really very screwed up.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, you can't talk to people about it. So
yeah,
I thought, you know, it's good for people to know that this is what happened.